This sentence is an started action. However, the action is not finished, therefore we use the imperfect. Let's see now another sentence, another two sentences below. You can see there are two actions in the past, but they are taking time, or you know, it's like it's happening right now. So it says, mientras Juan escuchaba música, Ana estudiaba en su habitación. You can compare this sentence with this other sentence below, which is very, very, very similar. And if you are a GCSE student, you won't see that one, which says, mientras Juan estaba escuchando música, Ana estaba estudiando en su habitación. Meanwhile, Juan was listening music, Ana was studying in his room. Sorry, in her room. You can see the it's, you know, it's very, very close, the meaning, and however, you won't see that structure, which you can already, you already know, because you know the gerund escuchando, and you already know the structure of estaba. So you can work out that is it means it was listening and it was studying. So just below, I'm going to see some other examples, but to be honest, all those examples are just a bit more difficult, and you know, it's more combinations here, which will be more for students that are higher level, so A level. However, if you are a good student in GCSE and you want to have a go, please have a go and follow the sentences. I think I number them in order, 1, 2, can't remember if it was 14, 15, it's more than that. 23, 24 sentences, so you got 24 different scenarios and examples to that I used to explain some other sentences and grammar that, like I said, are a tiny bit more difficult for GCSE level.